And now we are joined by another remarkable person from the world of music, internationally acclaimed violinist Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg. Many saw her in her extreme youth on the Johnny Carson show, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, many, many times. And she and the Loyola Chamber Orchestra will perform a program of works by American composers on Saturday night. That's this Saturday at Loyola's campus on St. Charles Avenue in the Louis Roussel Performance Hall. And it is a pleasure to talk with you, Nadja.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's very good to hear your voice. And as I noted, you got to know Mr. Carson pretty well, didn't you?
He's very special. You know, just in bygone era, very, very special man. And I was honored. He liked me, and I was on the show quite a lot. And when I look back now, it's really, I'm thrilled that I got to know him and was on his show so many times.
It helped your career, I'm sure.
It did. You know, it helped not so much in the classical realm of what I do, but it helped in sort of became at a time sort of a, for a classical musician, a household name. Nobody could say my name, but they knew it, the one with the long name.
Nadja Salerno Sonnenberg. Now,
yeah, and you did great.
Well,
you did great.
I had to work on it. I said it five times fast for 2 hours before we did the show. Now, you're in your second year at Loyola, and
right.
Loyola has a fantastic school of music, as you would think a school in New Orleans would. And I know you take great pride in the work you're doing in our state.
Yeah, I'm loving it. The work I'm doing at Loyola is phenomenal. The kids are absorbing so much information that I think normally they would not have, because I've come in and started a program of a string orchestra without a conductor. So it's a conductorless ensemble. And so if you can imagine, who are they following? Who's leading them? But if they're able to do it, then their ears are trained that much better than any other musicians. And so they're getting this kind of extraordinary, valuable experience in their college life here. And I think that they're loving it. I'm loving it. I love the work I do there, and I love the outreach I do all over southern Louisiana.
Well, it's wonderful that you are spending some quality time in our state. And you have had this passion for a while. You started playing the violin when you were how old, Nadja?
I was 5 years old. I was in Italy. I was born in Rome, Italy, and I was playing the violin then. And my family moved to the United States when I was 8 years old to pursue this talent of mine. These were not my decisions, you understand. I was way too young. So, and then I went to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and then I went on to Juilliard. And I have had this extraordinarily vibrant, varied career. And now I'm at a place where it's just a gorgeous arc where I'm literally filled with information and I have to get rid of it. And so my teaching now, just going anywhere, you know, just spreading the wealth of what I know and the experience. And I am very soon going to become a Louisiana resident.
That's exceptional. I presume you'll be living in New Orleans.
Yes, I will.
That's wonderful. That is outstanding. Now,
no, I'm very happy about it. I have to figure out how I cannot gain 50 pounds now. That's the problem.
Now, you survived and overcame an injury that would have taken down many others who play the violin. It was a close call. You had to really work to come back, didn't you?
I did. I in 1994, Christmas Day of 1994, I chopped off the tip of my left pinky finger, dicing onions. And it is extraordinary how the entirety of your life can change in a millisecond. And that's just what happened. I just looked at it on the counter, and everything I had done and everything I was and everything I had learned, everything was gone. Just like that. So it was an amazing experience and an amazing lesson. And I came back faster than I should have, because I'm stubborn. They reattached it, and it took a while. It took a while. But, you know, when I look back at that, at the time, horrendous day, I'm kind of glad, grateful that it happened, because it took me out of my world, of course. It forced me out of my world. And I remember when it happened, the moment it happened and I realized what had happened, the people that were in my house were said that I kept chanting, I'll never play again. Who's going to pay the bills? I'll never play again. Who's going to pay the bills?
Oh, my.
That is just, I was in shock, and that's what came out of my mouth. But it was all turned out great. And like I said before, grateful for a moment that kind of, it was a sort of kick in the ass for me to reexamine some priorities. And now everything's good.
And we're glad you're about to be a full-fledged Louisianian. And
yep.
And I know you take great pride in the fact that you've stayed the course and continued to perform. And as mentioned, 7:30 Saturday night at Loyola's Louis Roussel Performance Hall, you can hear this fabulous performer, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg. You really like being on stage even today after all these years, don't you?
I like being on it's like home to me, but it's also for me to be on stage with, not just on my own. That is what's different about now. I love to share. I'm going to be on stage with my string orchestra, with those kids. And they're going to sap everything out of me, you know, the energy and the leadership that I'm going to provide for them. But to walk on stage and be the soloist that I have been for 36 years is not incredibly attractive to me anymore. So I've sort of reinvented myself. And now
we thank you for joining us, Nadja Salerno-Sonnenberg.